Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Jail Administrator Mike Herbert and Sheriff Marty Argenbright about the jail's inmate texting devices. So tell me about this new system that Guthrie County Jail has implemented.
We have a texting device that has been supplied through our phone company. We have a separate phone company that deals just with jails. So they came to us about 2 years ago and wanted to know if we would be interested in it. And, you know, we reluctantly were looking at it. You know, we had questions, we had doubts. We spoke to probably two or three, four other counties that had already implemented it, and they were very happy. They were very pleased with the company, which we have been, you know, for many years, and the way it was set up. And so we gave it a shot. We have approximately 10 texting devices for our facility. We have approximately 6 or 7 of them to inmates right now. And what it costs, there's an initial setup fee for the individual. It's a $4 fee for setting it up, and then it's 9 cents a text, excuse me. Each text can hold up to 160 characters, and then if anything's damaged with the phone, then that inmate is liable for the damage to it. And that's $200. So, you know, they sign kind of a contract on the phone that they're willing to accept the conditions, and they go from there. It hasn't cost the jail or the taxpayers anything. It was our phone company that came up with this, you know, like I said, a couple years back, and they thought it was a good idea. It saves the inmate a little bit of money, because our phone cards run about 40 to 50 cents a minute. So this way, only 9 cents a text, you know, they can ship a question off and get it back, you know, for 18 cents instead of having a call on it and having a conversation. Plus, it is an enormous tool for the jail and for our sheriff's office to be able to view the texts. You know, we have some individuals that may say something or put something in a text that might help us in an investigation. So it has done some good things for us that way. Plus, you know, the advantages of, you know, helping the inmate, you know, with staying in touch with family, kind of keeps their emotions in check and keeps, you know, them at an even keel. But yeah, I think it's something that is really, really done all right by us.
The $4 startup fee and the 9 cents per sending and receiving messages, that's all paid for by the inmate?
Yes, or their families, whoever decides to put money on their books. And then we get a small portion of that back monthly, and we use that towards jail uniforms. Just things in the jail that, you know, will help save taxpayers some money. And so, you know, we can save a little bit of funds that way.
You said you have 10 devices, mm-hmm. right? And how many inmates can the jail hold at a maximum usually?
10. Our jail holds 10, yes, ma'am.
And so how much time do you allot an inmate to use the device per day? Is it unlimited or is it controlled?
It's unlimited. We haven't had an issue to where we need to put hours on it yet. It's actually worked very well to where we haven't had any real issues or problems with it. We have complete access to the system, so that if, you know, a number needs to be blocked, you know, if there's a no contact order, or, you know, somebody calls in and just rather not hear from an individual, we can block their phone number. So it's a very good tool.
Is this becoming a common trend for other Iowa County jails? And what sorts of feedback have you heard from others you've talked with?
I've spoke to, you know, our surrounding counties around here, and a couple of them are on board and have the same system that we have, and they seem to like it. I haven't run into a drawback yet. It's more of a good thing for us, as far as there's more pros than cons, I can say. So as far as the tool as investigation, you can't beat it.
And how has this system benefited the staff of the sheriff's office and the jail?
Well, like I said, with the investigation part, that helps our deputies. With our dispatchers, jailers, we don't have to run back and forth so much, you know, with a phone card, you know, and trying to set up a phone card for them. You know, it's just all set up, and it's all automatic. So it saves some time and some running for us, so it's a good thing.
Why do you think the inmates deserve to have this sort of system to be able to have that constant communication with the outside world?
It basically, you know, they've always had, you know, the ability to call. You know, this just gives them the affordability, shall we say, to send a text or a quick message for a more inexpensive way of doing things. It's worked out very well. I can't explain, you know, how easy it is for us to manage the phone system. It's the phone company that we use, Reliance Telephone. It's I can't say enough good things about them. They've made it, shall I say, idiot proof for myself to work on the system and work with the individuals in our facility and to work with the company. It's a good thing.
They don't deserve the texting. It's a privilege. They don't deserve anything back there.
Right.
Yeah. They have to earn it.
And it's something that can be taken away. It's not, you know, that's not their phone. It's the company's phone, and it's easily taken away. You know, if they're misbehaving or not following the rules of the jail, it's not a problem.
So what they get back there is little. So what they do get, they want to keep.
Right.
So how does that make the atmosphere back there a lot better?
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Jail Administrator Mike Herbert and Sheriff Marty Argenbright about the jail's inmate texting devices. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.